Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Paul Enos is our guest. He's president of the Morning in Nevada PAC, also the CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association, here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
All systems check. All right, Sam, let's go check out some D&D roof.
Hey, Ken. From up here, you can really tell the difference a quality D&D roof makes.
You're right, Sam. With our experience, knowledge, and staff, nothing compares to a D&D roof.
Hey, look down there. It's our D&D roofing crew.
I'll bank the plane so we can get a closer look. Sam! You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Paul Enos. In this role, president of Morning in Nevada PAC. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Hey, Sam, thank you. Well, also CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association. We got to, you know, we got to say that.
Well, that was coming later, but we're going to talk about Morning in Nevada first. You've just come off an incredibly successful event at the Corey Ranch once again. Reports anywhere from 1,500 to 2,000 people showed up. Tell me your thoughts as you reflect on this a couple of days later.
Well, hey, I mean, there was a great team that put this together. I had very little to do with it, but the team that put it together, the volunteers, you know, all the folks that came out to speak have a tremendous amount of respect for Adam Laxalt. They wanted to come out here to support him. So it was an absolutely great event. You know, had my kids there. They always have a blast at these things. And, you know, it's just a great place to go and see your friends and neighbors. And, you know, talk about those things that are important to our country and our state today.
It was interesting. The Reno Gazette Journal published letters to the editor on both sides of this event. One letter attacking the people that attend this event as being right-wing nuts. The other letter talking about exactly what you're talking about, which is, actually, no, this is a family-friendly event, and there's lots of families there. It's a very enjoyable thing. It's not just a bunch of right-wing wackos.
Well, hey, I love it because growing up in Elko, Nevada, you know, one of the things I got to do every year is go to the Bass Festival and see the bass dancers. And, you know, being able to take my kids to see that here without having to do a 300-mile trek is good. Paul Laxalt was an amazing ambassador for both the bass culture and Nevada. And to have that tradition continued by his grandson, by Adam, you know, I think it's a great event. It is family-friendly. You know, it's not some, you know, crazy place where, you know, I'd bring my kids to. I mean, it's a place where, yeah, you want people to come and feel safe and bring their families and, you know, everything from face painting to, you know, a little petting zoo.
And lamb fries.
And of course, lamb fries. And, hey, I got to give, you know, Dana Lash was there, both she and her husband, great people. I got to sit next to them, you know, have lunch. They did the lamb fries and the sweetbreads and pecan punch. So, you know, a little Nevada, you know, the little Nevada culture we're exporting all over the country.
I find that if I have the pecan punch first, I can take the lamb fries much easier.
The lamb fries were great. Mark Estes did a phenomenal job. Caterers did a great job. And, I mean, you can imagine the difficulty of trying to find 100 pounds of lamb fries. You know, it's not an easy thing that you can just run to Whole Foods and get.
No, so. You have to import them. Let's talk about, you know, there were a group of protesters. Did that in any way affect the event?
You know, I think there was one protester that came in and...
Actually at the event.
At the event. You know, we had some very good volunteers, you know, watching folks at the gate. But most people who came there, they came there because they wanted to be there. They came there because they wanted to hear from Devin Nunes and from Dana Lash and from Marcus Luttrell, the lone survivor, and Kellyanne Conway and Crescent Hardy and Mark Amaday and Dean Heller and James Settlemyer and Jim Wheeler, our elected Nevada officials. I mean, they came there because they wanted to be there. They wanted to, you know, hear what these folks had to say, what their thoughts were on the direction of our country, and, you know, what their vision was.
Okay, but let me just go back to my original question, which there were a group of protesters outside of the event. Did they have any effect at all on what happened at the event?
No, they didn't. And, in fact, you know, myself and definitely I know from Adam's perspective, we welcome protesters. You know, they are there exercising their First Amendment right. If they don't like the event, they have every right to protest. That's never something, you know, we would try to stop. And, you know, hey, I appreciate people, whatever side you're on, being involved. So, you know, the fact that there were protesters there didn't impact our event in a negative way at all. I mean, I think that's one of the great things about this country is people that disagree can put those opinions out there and disagree. That's the beautiful thing about America.
Okay, one of the headliners, as you mentioned, was Kellyanne Conway. Of her remarks, any that you care to share with us?
Well, Sam, I thought Kellyanne was great to, you know, talk about, you know, not only did she talk about Adam, but talked about the importance of, you know, staying involved, of you know, kind of rallying the troops, so to say. So, you know, to come up with something that she said. I'm still a little punch drunk from this weekend.
Sorry, buddy.
You
know what? And it's interesting. You know, every talk show, major talk show host I've ever heard about has said that as soon as they're done with an interview, they completely forget everything that happened in the interview until they watch it a little bit later. I know I do the same thing.
Let me tell you what I did see with Kellyanne Conway and with Dana Lash and Marcus Luttrell and Devin Nunes, all of our big speakers. Every single one of them was so gracious to the people at the event. There was an elderly lady who had a picture of Kellyanne Conway that was in tears, you know, meeting the first female campaign manager versus successful presidential race. And the fact that Kellyanne Conway took the time to sit and talk to her and sign that picture, and, you know, when people wanted selfies, you know, very accessible and really, you know, wanting to talk to folks. I mean, that's, to me, that was the neat thing about that event was, you know, all of our speakers wanted to get out and talk with Nevadans and see what was on their mind. So that was the neat thing about it to me.
Were of the politicians, give me the confidence level. Crescent Hardy, for example. What's his confidence level in his race?
Well, I think Crescent feels very confident where he is right now. There have been some good polling numbers in his race. You know, Crescent's a friend of mine. He's somebody that, you know, I personally supported, so just to get that disclosure out there. And I think he feels really good about where he is.
He put out a poll that shows him a little bit even or maybe even a little bit ahead. Stephen Horst put a poll out right after the fact saying, no, he was ahead. I think that this is probably going to be one of the closer races.
I think this is going to be a close race. I think CD3 is going to be a close race. I think, you know, all of the races this time could be a close race. And, you know, it's really interesting, Sam, because, you know, Tip O'Neill back in the old days said all politics is local. I think we've seen a sea change where we have nationalized local politics. So, think a lot of what is happening in Washington, D.C. is going to have an impact here in the Silver State.
And that's interesting that you say that. I still think, though, that people who know their politicians have a different approach than people from the outside that look into the state of Nevada.
Well, events like the Bass Fry are a great place for people to go and meet their elected officials. And, you know, you're not spending $2,500 on a rubber chicken dinner to listen to Kellyanne
right.
Conway. You get to spend $55, $25 if you got in early or if you have a military discount, and get in and listen to her and actually have, you know, much better food and a much better setting than in a conference center or a ballroom.
Dean Heller appears to have regained his confidence level and seems to be much more confident in this race than he was before.
I would agree with you. I think that, you know, Dean's run a campaign that has focused on his record, that's focused on the success of the Silver State, that's focused on, you know, what he has done to help various groups, you know, from seniors to veterans. So I do think that Dean, he's meeting with business folks. He's out there. No, I think you're right. His confidence level has gone up. And, you know, when I look at that race, I think he's on a lot more solid footing today than I would have said he was a year ago.
Do you think that the speech that Jackie Rosen made to a fundraising group in Washington State hurt her?
I don't know what that speech was.
Okay. Well, she talked about taking a leadership role after the shootings last October in Las Vegas, where, and I'm paraphrasing, but that she was the leader of all the electeds.
Folks didn't know what to do. I mean, I think, you know, a lot of people, including folks in her own party, you know, would disagree with her on that. You know, that's really a hard thing to have somebody want to come in and take, you know, credit for, you know, dealing with a, you know, a tragedy like that.
All right, let's take a break. More with Paulinos when we come back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Paul Enos, this time in his role as the CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association. What do you make of what's going on with Tesla?
You know, it is interesting, you know, whether it's going to go private or not. But, I mean, I look at, you know, the technology that they have. I mean, they, you know, last year they came out with this just beautiful, very sexy-looking truck that, you know, had autonomous features.
You know, I've got to say that in all my career of doing interviews, that is the first time I've ever heard anybody
look at the lines on it,
regard
Sam.
A truck as sexy,
I mean,
but knowing your position, I will take it.
it's an absolutely beautiful, beautiful truck. You know, when you can talk about Tesla directly, but to me, it's you know, on a wider scale. We got to come up with the taxing mechanism so that when we have electric vehicles using our roads, they're paying for our roads. And, you know, I know Tesla's developed something, Freightliner is developing something, so they're going to have some competition. You know, thinking about what the impact of running our transportation system off the electrical grid is going to have, I think we still have a lot more work to do. You know, first of all, you think about the battery source, which is lithium. Today, China controls 70% of our lithium resources. So that could be an issue when we talk about the ubiquitous rollout of electric vehicles. You know, who sources that material? I mean, lithium, you know, if you have widespread adoption of lithium-ion batteries, who controls that lithium is going to be very important. You know, just like we deal with the oil fields and the Mideast, you know, we could have the same issues with that. You can't recycle lithium today to a point where it's pure enough to be used again.
So does that concern you then with the tariff war that's going on with China right now?
Not necessarily with the tariff war, but just kind of where we're, you know, where we're at today, where we're heading with it. I don't know that we have really sat down and thought about what kind of electrical grid do we need to put in place to charge all of these vehicles. So you talk about a Tesla, you know, getting a full charge potentially in 20 minutes to be able to go down the road. You know, if I don't know how much the Tesla weighs. Let's say it weighs, you know, 7,000 or 8,000 pounds. You know, charging that compared to charging an 80,000 pound truck, there is going to be a difference. So we got to think about the demand on our energy system that we have today. What kind of grid we may need to build out to do that. What the price is going to be, and then, you know, how do we tax it in a way that is fuel neutral and technology neutral to pay for our roads. So, well, you know, I think about things like a diesel gallon equivalent, you know.
Also, the security of it. I mean, you know, we're concerned about the electrical grid as it stands right now, that hackers could break in and cause problems, not necessarily across the whole country at once, but in various regions. That would be something that would obviously affect charging autonomous vehicles.
You know, it was really interesting, Sam. I had the privilege to go and visit Switch's data center up here at the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. I mean, absolutely beautiful facility. But for me, one of the little key points that I took away is they have generators, backup generators, that are running off of diesel fuel. So in case something does happen to the grid. So just like diesel today is still what powers our industry, you know, you do see it as the backup generators, backup applications for, you know, some of our most sophisticated data centers.
Also, are you going to see natural gas continue to be the way that we fuel our energy sources? And if so, we're going to have to see an increase in those in terms of being able to recharge these electrical vehicles.
Definitely.
All right. We'll take another break. We'll be back with Pauline. She's here for the whole show right after this.
Nevada's economy is finally coming back. We need less taxes and regulations so families and businesses can breathe. But Congresswoman Jackie Rosen has voted to keep taxes high on families and small businesses, siding with Nancy Pelosi and liberals for more spending, higher taxes, and more regulations. Policies that kill jobs and hurt families. Urge Jackie Rosen to start voting for Nevada families by making their tax cuts permanent and stop voting for higher taxes.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Paul Enos. He's the CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association. And in addition to all the other duties you have, you're also working on behalf of passing Question 3. Why?
So, well, I work for the Retail Energy Supply Association. And, you know, one of the things they want to do is if Question 3 passes in November, come here and be part of a competitive market, offer consumers, you know, a lot of different options for their electrical generation. So it's not deregulation, it's really kind of a re-regulation. You know, in 1980,
Hang on one second. And that's because the PUC is not going away. It's not
going
to be the Wild Wild West.
Correct.
There will be regulation of some kind.
So when I look at what happened to the trucking industry in 1980, when it was economically deregulated, you know, back then, Sam, the price of this coffee mug tied up in transportation was about 25%. Today, it's probably 3%. And that happened because we had trucking companies with a lot more competition, having to get a lot more efficient in what they did, creating things like, you know, just-in-time deliveries, which enabled just-in-time manufacturing, which got rid of the back room at JCPenney's. And, you know, that back room where, you know, if you go and say, hey, the size Levi's that I want isn't out here, they used to say, ah, let me check in the back. You know, retailers had to have a tremendous amount of inventory on hand. Well, today, that back room is gone. That back room is now on the back of a truck. So we created a lot of efficiencies and a lot of different mechanisms for manufacturers, retailers, consumers to save money in transportation costs. I think anytime you have competition and the free market prevail, you do see consumers benefit. So that's what I think we could see with question three.
NV Energy is spending a tremendous amount of money trying to convince people that we're getting into a situation where we don't know what the results will be.
Well, there was
and
a great article.
Therefore, the cost will be going through the roof.
Yeah, I mean, there was a great article in Forbes about how, you know, how Warren Buffett loves monopolies because you could dictate the price. You know, I think that would go away. I mean, it just shows how much NV Energy is spending of their ratepayers' money to keep that good thing that they have here in Nevada and really not allow, you know, both industrial customers, small industrial customers, small businesses, and consumers to, you know, be able to take advantage of a lot of the different programs and a lot of different savings we've seen in other states.
Just one point I do want to clarify, and you can disagree with me if you want, but it's not actually the ratepayers' money. It's NV Energy.
Oh, shareholders? Okay. Well, okay, it comes from the ratepayers.
Okay. You know, this program is taking money from both sides in this question, and I want to make sure
that's
that
what I
fair.
Love about you, Sam.
Hey. That's what we do, sir. We're here as a clearinghouse, and we're going to have people from all sides. You know, Phil Satcher was just here a couple of weeks ago, who's the co-chairman of the NOON Question 3, so I think we just want to be fair about this.
Well, we can get some folks much more, you know, much more learned and have a lot more expertise around the country dealing with these competitive markets than me to come in.
And we would love to have them. We want to have as many people on both sides, and mainly because for the public, you know, their understanding of this, for the most part, is going to be 30-second
commercials. It's a tough issue. And for me, it's do you believe in competition, do you believe in free markets, or do you believe in monopolies? If you believe in competition and free markets, and that ultimately they do benefit the consumer, then yes is the way you have to go.
Let's change topics here to the combination of autonomous vehicles and blockchain technology. For most of us, blockchain technology, I use the phrase a sophisticated form of accounting. How
sure.
does this come into play with autonomous vehicles?
Well, not just with autonomous vehicles, but when you think about the amount of paperwork that a truck driver has to have in terms of, you know, their driver's license, you know, medical card was something that they used to have. It's now part of a clearinghouse, bill of lading, you know, showing what they have, any credentials and permits. To be able to put that, you know, on a blockchain, on an electronic ledger that everybody is checking at. You know, one of the things drivers have issues with today is when they're dropping a load off, a lot of shippers or receivers won't sign a time on when that happened. With blockchain technology, we think it can streamline that process. You know exactly when that load was delivered to the dock, or when it was picked up, where it is along the way. So those are some of the applications that we're looking at. I'm going to meet with some folks here in Reno, based here in Reno, who are members of the Blockchain and Transportation Alliance that is looking at how blockchain technology is going to help transportation. I know there's a number of startups that are out there. Some of our biggest companies have invested in this kind of technology to see how it's going to really streamline transportation. So, you know, it's just this big electronic ledger that shippers, the owners of the freight, receivers, trucking companies can all use. So there's going to be a lot more transparency in the supply chain.
And it's interesting that Blockchains LLC, the company that bought the 67,000 acres out at Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, plans to reveal what their plan is in early November. And they're going to come on the program and talk about it. So we're excited to have them
come on. Well, it's fun. I mean, everybody thinks blockchains, you know, Bitcoin mining and cryptocurrency. And while, yes, that is a blockchain, there are some other applications that I think are going to have a tremendous impact on a number of industries.
And maybe change the world. And that's where we got to leave it.
Love it.
Paulinos, always a pleasure.
Sammy, always good to be on.
Thank you. And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show from whichever service you subscribe to, including, of course, iTunes. We'll see you on the next broadcast.